Jeremy, let me just interrupt your story for a second while I remind everyone that this is some sort of rock show and that I'm talking with Jeremy Ryan in Lubbock, Texas. Right back to your story, you are filling in with a Christian band even though you don't really know Christ. It must have been an interesting trip.
So, not being a believer yet, they weren't sure what to do with me, but they decided to give me a shot because otherwise they'd have to cancel. And it was a big opportunity. So they took me with them to Castle Rock, Colorado, and we played at this big festival called Vision 99. So, you know, take a wild guess what year that was. but we played this festival, and we were welcomed with open arms. You know, we're out of state, so they thought we were somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surrounded by all these Christian kids that are way different than what I expected for them to look like. You know, they're all punk rockers and hardcore kids, and basically they're just like me, except they have something I don't. It took me a while to admit that, but, well, all of 48 hours, I suppose. The influence was so strong around me. If I didn't want to be there, that would have been tough, because where was I going to go? I was 14 hours away from home. So the end of the night, the headlining band, POD, and since we were one of the bands, we kind of had free access, you know, all around the stage and everything. And so we're standing behind the PA system watching POD, like, you know, 5 feet away from them, and which I thought was just cool, you know, in and of itself. What I didn't realize is when they came out on stage and Sonny came out, I see this, you know, dreadlocked, tattooed guy, and he starts praying. And that hit me like a ton of bricks. What I didn't realize till later was that was the Holy Spirit talking to me. So for the first time ever, as their set started, you know, I close my eyes and I just start talking to God for the first time for real. That was the night I gave my heart to the Lord. And I realized, you know, okay, I know I'm going to have to stop doing all the things I'm doing if I want to live for you. But past that point, I didn't see any other way I could walk away from that. No one walks out of the presence of God unchanged. And so that rang very true for me. And so 2 weeks later, I got baptized. I realized, okay, I have to play my music for the Lord from now on for His glory. I couldn't go back to the old ways. And so lost a few friends over that, leaving my secular band, but I've never regretted it once, you know, bumped into God and never really got over it. So
I like that. You bumped into God and you never really got over it. Amazing story. So you're filling in with a Christian rock band as an unbeliever, just helping them get through the festival, and God met you right there on that stage. That is an incredible story.
Thank you. Yeah, all glory to God.
Joining me by phone tonight is our new friend Jeremy Ryan. He's calling from Lubbock, Texas. I would also like to say congratulations, Jeremy, on the release of your new EP. It's called Into the Light, Songs of Redemption and Hope in the Midst of Despair. And it sounds like this project really ties into your life and your story.
Absolutely. I went through a lot of suicidal feelings and thoughts during junior high and some during high school. I've just been kind of one of those people that is plagued with that depressive mindset. Mm-hmm. And sometimes seemingly for no reason. So it's something that you have to battle with every day, and you have to rely on the Holy Spirit's presence in your life. I know now, looking back, I may not be here, you know, if it wasn't for God. So praise Him for that. So I feel that He's called me to some sort of a ministry, or at least He's brought me to a place where through the things I've gone through, now I have a way to relate to people who are now going through that, regardless of age, but especially those school age kids, because I've been where they are, you know, that maybe through me, the Holy Spirit can penetrate to their heart and do the same thing with them as He did for me.
Jeremy, thank you for sharing that difficult part of your life with us. And that's exactly why we're playing your music. We want it to be an encouragement to others. It's always good to know that we're not alone in these battles, that others are also facing the same giants that we're facing. Your music happened to make its Some Sort of Rock Show debut just last week, and we played your single, No Other Way. What can you tell us about that song?
Well, basically, it's kind of telling some of my story in a way, because it says, I've seen what you're seeing and I've felt what you're feeling, and I know this world is pushing you too far. I mean, I don't know how many people can't relate to that, but
right.
That's definitely what I've been through a lot of times. And you know, I mean, once you become an adult, the stress kind of goes away, right? No, not really. You know, the stresses of this life and this world never go away. All you can do is learn to approach them a different way. Like my song, Out of the Darkness, you know, it talks about bringing us out of the darkness and into the light. I mean, how can we not be thankful every day for that? Sing, you know, songs of rejoicing for that.
That makes a lot of sense, Jeremy. We have much to rejoice about. Thank you so much for sharing your life and your story and, of course, your music with us here. We've been talking with Jeremy Ryan. He's in Lubbock, Texas tonight. I'm going to go ahead and play that brand new song. It's called No Other Way. And I thought it might be fitting to pair that up with some old school POD for you. Again, Jeremy, thank you for spending time with us.
Oh, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
This is Jeremy Ryan with No Other Way.